to hold the written word of God in your hand. There are so many thousands of our brothers and sisters around the world that do not have their own copy of the Holy Scriptures. But I trust that you do. And if you don't, there's a copy in the pew in front of you, in that little shelf right there. But it is such a privilege to hold this awesome book in your hand. You have it in your lap right now. You may have it in your hand. You may have it next to you on the pew. Grab hold of it right now. Take a few moments, just a few seconds, to silently pray and thank God that you have your own Bible. Now would you take this beautiful book that you hold in your hand and open it to me, open it with me to John chapter 1. Stand with me, please. And listen so carefully, or follow along, as we read some of the most beautiful words ever written. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Trinity Baptist Church, behold our King. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart, soften your heart, remove Satan's blinders from your eyes? Pray right now that God would help you see and understand these awesome words. Pray that God would give you a humble heart, that you could understand these awesome words and completely accept them by faith and allow them to change your life. You pray that for you right now. And now, Trinity Baptist Church, be confident that God has heard your prayer. Amen. Pray the same prayer for the other people in this room. And now, would you please pray for me, that by God's grace and only by His grace, I could bring out the beauty of this passage accurately. Heavenly Father, we are confident that you have heard our prayers this morning, and we rejoice. We rejoice in what you will do through the preaching of your word for the next few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. In your bulletins, you have a note sheet, I trust. Please take that out. And follow along with me. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this: In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John opens with this very powerful statement: In the beginning was the Word. The Greek word Word is logos. Logos. You should have that on the back of your note sheet. John calls Jesus Christ the Logos. The Logos. The Word. And the first question that you should be asking yourself today is, what does that mean? Jesus is the Word. What does that mean? Trinity Baptist, what is our church motto when we come to a verse we do not understand? In your notes, number one, what do you do when you come to a verse in the Bible you do not understand? Our church motto is keep reading. Keep reading. When you come to a verse you do not understand, our church motto is keep reading. When you come to a verse you do not understand, the solution is to read the whole paragraph. Read the whole chapter. Read the whole book. What does John mean when he says Jesus is the Word? In verse 1, verses 2 through 18 unpack what that means. Read the whole thing. Verse 3 talks about it, 4, 5, 9, and so on. This whole passage unpacks what John means by what by Jesus is the Word. It's summarized, I feel, in verse 18. Look at verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, Jesus Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Jesus explains the Father. Our motto is keep reading. Jesus Christ is the Word, the divine revealer. The divine revealer. Our motto, keep reading, is not just about the paragraph or the chapter or even the book. Look at number 2 in your notes. To truly understand the Bible, you must read all of it. To truly understand the Bible, you must read all of it. This is why here in this pulpit, I'm always encouraging you to read the whole Bible cover to cover. Read the whole Bible cover to cover. Why? For a multitude of reasons. But specifically this morning, if you will read the whole Bible from cover to cover, you will come across verses you do not understand. But I guarantee you this, when you read the whole Bible cover to cover a second time, you will understand more. When you read the whole Bible cover to cover a third time, you will understand more. And when you read it cover to cover a fourth time, you will understand more, because Scripture explains Scripture. Amen. Scripture explains Scripture. Is that true of John 1:1? Yes, it is. Keep your finger there and open to Colossians chapter 1. Keep your finger in John. We will never leave it this morning. Keep your finger in John 1 and open to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15, Colossians 1:15, and we read this about Jesus Christ. He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the divine revealer, the Word made flesh. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him, Jesus Christ, all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is before all things, and in our Lord Jesus Christ, all things hold together. Keep your finger in John chapter 1 and open to Hebrews chapter 1 with me, please. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Keep your finger in John. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. And we read this. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days, look at this, Trinity, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom, Jesus, he made the world. And Jesus Christ is the radiance of the Father's glory. He is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. He upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Praise God that we have our own copy of the Bible so that we can read those incredible words. You should have goosebumps when you read those words. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the radiance, the brightness of the glory of God, and the exact representation of the nature of God. Jesus Christ is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact representation of the nature of God. That is who Jesus is. God wants to speak to us, Trinity Baptist. God wants to speak to us. He has spoken to us in his creation. As we behold the beautiful creation, we read that the heavens declare the glory of God. God speaks to us through creation. God has spoken to us through the prophets, Moses, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah. But look in your notes, number 3. Jesus is the Word, the supreme manifestation and revelation of God, and is, in fact, God. God has spoken to us in his Son, the supreme manifestation and revelation of God. Keep your finger in John and open with me to Revelation chapter 19. Keep your finger in John and open with me to the very end of the Bible, Revelation 19. Verse 11. And we read this. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. This is Jesus Christ. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And Trinity Baptist, Jesus Christ, his name is called the Word of God. Let's go back to John. We're going to go a little faster now, 1 through 18, but I really wanted to get verse 1 down. Verse 2, he is in the beginning with God. He was in the beginning with God. John says, in the beginning was the Word. It doesn't say in the beginning God created the Word. It says in the beginning was the Word. He was in the beginning with God. What do we learn? Number 4 in your notes, Jesus Christ has always existed. He did not begin to exist when he was born. He has always existed. Verse 3 in John chapter 1. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Brothers and sisters, this is very important. Do you want to be a genuine Christian? Do you want to be a real Christian? Do you want to rise above the watered down, weak, compromised version of Christianity we see in the world today?
Indeed, brother.
If you want to be a real Christian, if you want to be a genuine Christian, know this. Real Christianity is the result of knowing the real Jesus.
Make it clear, brother. Make it clear.
Verse 1 tells us something very, very important. Verse 2 and verse 3. Listen very carefully. Jesus is God. Any definition of Jesus that falls short of that is deficient. And if you think Jesus is any less than God, your concept of Jesus is too weak. Verse 3 tells us something very powerful about Jesus. Number 5 in your notes. All creation came into being through the Lord Jesus Christ. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing exists. Verse 4 in John chapter 1. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all men might believe through him. He, that is John, was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There is the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. Look quickly on the screen at John 8:12. Then Jesus again spoke to him, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Number 6 in your notes, Jesus is the light of the world. He teaches us the truth. He is the truth. And Trinity Baptist Church, we rejoice this Christmas. We rejoice this Christmas because Jesus Christ has shined his marvelous light into our hearts and minds. Jesus Christ has shined his marvelous light in our hearts and minds. It is so wonderful to see a baptism on this day. We rejoice because though Mandy was walking in darkness, God has shined his light into her heart, and she is born again. And we celebrate that with you, Mandy, this morning. And we celebrate that because, Mandy, we've all been there. We're one of you now. You're one of us now. And all of us were walking in deep, horrible, suffocating darkness, but God shined his light into our heart and changed us, and we are new people, and that is what Christmas is all about. Where would you be if Jesus had not shined his light into your heart? Would you be living a life of sexual sin and addiction? Would you be living a life of loneliness and isolation? Would you be living a life of meaningless frustration? Would you be living a life of complete dissatisfaction? Would you be living a life of greed and selfishness? Would you be living a life of anger and bitterness? Where would you be without Jesus Christ? Trinity Baptist Church, if there is nothing under the tree, you and I can have the best Christmas we've ever had because we have Jesus. Look at verse 10 with me, please. John 1:10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He, Jesus, came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, the divine revealer, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. My dear brothers and sisters, this Christmas we celebrate the fact that the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ, came down and lived among us. John says the Word became flesh. Our Lord Jesus Christ has always existed. He has always existed. He is eternal. But 2,000 years ago, he came down here in human flesh. Would you keep your finger in John and open with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, we read this. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The Word became flesh. Number 7 in your notes. Jesus Christ emptied himself, came down to earth in human flesh, and rescued us. Jesus Christ emptied himself, came down to earth in human flesh, and rescued us. Look quickly at Mark 10 behind me on the screen. Mark 10, 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Let's look at verse 14 again. In our wonderful, wonderful passage this morning, John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John says, the Word became flesh, and we saw His glory. What kind of glory? How glorious is the Lord Jesus Christ? The verse tells us, glory as of the only begotten from the Father. John says, we saw His glory, and only God's Son could be that glorious. People look at pictures of my dad at a young age. There's a picture of my dad in my office at age 18. And they say, is that you? Were you in the service? And I say, no, that's my dad. And they go, wow, that's your dad. I thought it was you. And we've all seen pictures like that. Mike McGlacky posted a picture of himself and Cece, welcome back, Cece, and Mark, right? And I was paging down Facebook quickly like I do sometimes, and I saw that and I go, oh, look, Abby and Malachi. But it wasn't. It was Mike and Cece and Mark. We all see stuff like that. People look at pictures of my dad and they look at me and say, you are obviously his son. And John says, we saw his glory. And only the Son of God could possess the radiance and brightness of God Himself. John saw this glory live. Look at Matthew 17 behind me on the screen. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, Jesus Christ, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. He says, we saw his glory. John saw his glory on the island of Patmos when he was in exile. In fact, please turn there with me. Keep your finger in John and join me in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. This is John on the island of Patmos. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it's been made to glow in a furnace. His voice, Jesus Christ, was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in its strength. My dear brothers and sisters of Trinity Baptist Church, this is the real Jesus Christ. Number 8 in your notes. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, shines with the brightness of the glory of God and reflects His glory flawlessly. Do you know this Jesus? Is this your concept of Christ? Is your Jesus just a really nice guy? Or do you know Jesus? Are you speechless and in awe of the majesty, the beauty, the terrifying greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ? This is the real Jesus Christ, Trinity Baptist. This is the one we worship on Christmas Day and always. But Jesus Christ did not come to condemn us. Look at Mark 10:45 again. Behind me on the screen, Mark 10:45. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus, this Jesus, the real Jesus, came down to earth to serve you. He came here to save you. He came here to love you. And Trinity Baptist Church, if there is nothing under the tree, you can have the best Christmas ever. If there is nothing under the tree, and if there is no family to celebrate with, you have Jesus Christ. You can have the greatest Christmas ever. Because Jesus came to save you. Jesus came to save you. Look at John 14 behind me on the screen. This is what Jesus says to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you, Mandy. I go to prepare a place for you, Trinity Baptist Church. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Merry Christmas, Trinity Baptist. You know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The cruelest lie ever. Go to a funeral sometime, Trinity Baptist. Go to a funeral of an unsaved person and you will see a minister stand up there and say they're in a better place. Of an unsaved person, they're not. We must tell people the truth. Jesus Christ came into the world to save us. If you accept him, you are saved. If you don't, you are condemned. Look at verse 14 again. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John says, we saw his glory. What kind of glory? The glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Grace means kindness, favor, goodness, compassion. This is the real Jesus Christ, Trinity Baptist. Though he is awesome, though he is terrifying, though he is utterly amazing, Jesus did not come down here to condemn us.
Yeah. it home, brother. Bring it home.
He came to show us God's kindness and God's compassion. Number 9 in your notes, Jesus came to show us God's grace. Jesus came to show us God's grace. It's an incredible story in John chapter 8. Look at it behind me on the screen. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery. And having sat her in the center of the court, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery, in the very act. Now in the law of Moses, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you say?" They were saying this, testing him, so they might have grounds for accusing him. Jesus stooped down with his finger wrote in the ground. When they persisted, "Hey, what do we do with this woman?" He straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down, rolling the ground. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones. He was left alone. The woman where she was in the center of the court, straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" "No one, Lord." And Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the divine revealer of God, said this, "I do not condemn you either.
Amen.
Go and sin no more." Isn't Jesus awesome?
Amen.
Look at Romans 8:1 on the screen behind me. Tom, you got that? Romans 8:1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Trinity Baptist Church, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. I got 4 more verses. Verse 15. Hang in there with me, brothers and sisters. Verse 15. John 1:15. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." No one has seen God, Trinity Baptist. No one has seen God, but Jesus Christ has explained him to us. The Greek word "explained" is the word exegeomai. Exegeomai. We get our English word exegesis, which means to explain a passage of Scripture. We looked at Hebrews 1. Jesus Christ explains God to us. Look behind me on the screen at Hebrews 1 one more time. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets and in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And Jesus Christ is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. Upholds all things by the word of his power. When he has made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. No one has ever seen God, Trinity Baptist. But 2,000 years ago, the only begotten Son of God, the Word, came down to explain God to us. Jesus Christ, the radiance of the glory of God and the exact representation of the nature of God. God wanted to reveal himself to us. God wanted to reveal himself to us. He made the sunrise. He made the sunset. He made the ocean. He made the mountains. He made the trees. He made the stars. And his creation declared the glory of God. But he wasn't through. God wanted to reveal himself to us. He sent the prophets, Moses, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, and so on. And they spoke the word of God to us. But he wasn't through yet. God wanted to reveal himself to us. So number 11 in your notes. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent his Son. And as he hung on the cross, God revealed himself to us for all eternity. If there are no presents on the tree, if there is no family to share with, Trinity Baptist Church, we have everything because we have Jesus. At the cross, God's perfect holiness and perfect love, grace, and compassion come together. And God reveals himself to us at the cross for all eternity. You're here today, and you have never come to that point where you have admitted, I am a sinner, I need Jesus Christ. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. You say you're a good person, but you're not. You have evil thoughts in your heart. You need to admit that to yourself. We all do. You have said evil words. We all have. You have done evil deeds. We all have. God is perfectly pure and holy and clean. And you're here today. You are guilty. But Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And if you will humble yourself, admit that you are a sinner, and invite Jesus Christ into your heart, you, like the rest of us, can be forgiven of all your sins. And Jesus can say to you, I do not condemn you either. Trinity Baptist, look with me as I close at John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this incredible passage. Thank you for Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may honor you this Christmas and always. In Jesus' name, amen.